1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Well, earlier today, Eskom Chief Operating Officer Jan Oberholzer said that if Stage 6 is implemented, we find ourselves in unknown territory. Well, that's where we are right now, in unknown territory. Eskom really facing something of a perfect storm. It lost 10 units overnight. Another 3 gigawatts is out because of coal shortages and striking employees. And that's according to Eskom. And with much of the blame now for South Africa facing this increased level of load shedding being placed at the door of workers who have done down tools on an unprotected strike, the time has surely come to start wielding the axe on the ailing utility's bloated staff complement. And CEO Andre de Reiter is on record that the ideal headcount at Eskom is roughly 38,000 employees, which is roughly 7,000 fewer than the current numbers. And many analysts, energy analysts that I chat to, say that Eskom can actually be efficiently run. And there's a World Bank study too that benchmarked Eskom at roughly 20,000 staff. So if you consider the average remuneration around 800,000 rand per employee, it's a major reason Eskom finds itself with a huge debt burden, obviously to go along with Medupi and Kusile and the issues around corruption and state capture. Well, Johan Buiters heads Baker & McKenzie's employment and compensation practice in Johannesburg. And Johan, while it's never easy to add to the country's record unemployment numbers, one wonders how many further jobs will be placed at risk throughout the economy due to the need for Stage 6 load shedding. So everything is about perspective at the moment. Surely now would be a good time to start trimming that Eskom employee line by a few thousand.
Yeah, Michael, thank you. And it's always less than pleasant, you know, to be having these discussions under circumstances like we're experiencing at the moment. But I cannot help but think that, you know, this is really irresponsible leadership being shown. And I want to point specific finger to the trade union leadership here. So under circumstances where the country is under siege, you know, our economy is under siege, we have this massive unemployment problem that is just continuing to grow. I mean, this is a time for cool heads, for collected leadership, and for organized labor to actually garner the membership and say, this is not the time for us to engage in unprotected industrial action. You know, we've got a bigger role to play. And as disgruntled as we may be as workers about the salary we get and the fact that there's corruption and, you know, none of that, a lot of the money that should be going into our pockets have been channeled away. You know, this is the time for leadership amongst organized labor to actually take control of the membership, you know, and not to hide behind members who are going on wildcat strikes. So it really saddens me, because I think ultimately what will happen is we will add to the unemployment, you know, in the country, and this is an opportunity on a silver platter for Eskom to trim its headcount, you know, without having to pay severance pay and other payments, you know, wise due to staff. So I think the trade union leadership should have a long look in the mirror and say, listen, are we acting as responsible leaders yet?
Yeah, that's a very good point you raise there, because it sounds like Eskom would be well within its legal rights to start instituting dismissal procedures against those employees found to be striking illegally, because this is an unprotected strike.
Correct. I mean, we should not forget that Eskom is an essential service, you know, very much like, you know, elements of the police or the defense force or our medical and health services. By law, they are not permitted to go on strike. There is an alternative mechanism created in the Labor Relations Act for disputes of mutual interest in respect of essential services, where these disputes get subjected to arbitration. So, in my view, it's an indictment on trade union leadership where the escape valve, you know, to resolve these issues, than to say we're going to get the best and the brightest of minds to go and represent us these arbitrations, because the law is on our side. We are entitled to a salary increase. Instead, what is happening is that, you know, members are allowed to go on unprotected strikes, and, you know, the unions seem to be washing their hands and say, sorry, you know, it's not us. There's nothing that we can do about this.
It leads one, and certainly the cynical and jaded view, to suspect that there might be something more behind this. And it's no coincidence that we had the final report of the Zondo Commission last week, and lo and behold, again, extended levels of load shedding. The two seem to follow in lockstep.
Yeah, look, look, Michael, I'm not a conspiracy theorist on a good day, but I mean, all of these things happening simultaneously, you know, cannot be a coincidence. Mm. So I would not be surprised if, in the fullness of time, it transpires that there were political machinations, you know, behind the industrial action instigated, you know. But again, for me, I think not only the workers that put their jobs at risk and are likely to be fired as a result of their unprotected strike action, you know, they're the ones that will ultimately suffer. And so are the rest of the workers in the economy where businesses are closing down. I mean, we deal with this. We see clients whose businesses are closing down as a result of the fact that we don't have a stable power supply. We cannot provide a reliable infrastructure. So all of that is contributing to our unemployment rate, and that is ultimately the legacy that you know, that I would like to appeal to the trade union leadership and say, this is stuff that you can change.
Very good point. Johan Botha's, who heads Baker & McKenzie's Employment and Compensation Practice Group in Johannesburg, imploring really the leadership at Eskom's unions to think again and think of the collateral damage that this unprotected strike is inflicting, not only on its members, but on the broader economy as well. You're listening to Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.